At the James Field in Sault Ste. Marie, the final score, Escanaba 2 and Sault Ste. Marie nothing. And Jared.
What's up, Jack?
Why are you killing me?
I don't know, man. Just had to make it interesting.
I guess so. I know you were disappointed you didn't get that last out. Were you losing some steam or what? You still looked good as far as your fastball.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just a little tired. Mound was getting a little weird. There's a big old hole out there. But, you know, it is what it is. I thought I was close to the zone on a couple pitches, but it's all right.
Yeah, I mean, a pitcher never thinks he walks anybody. You know? I've got to say, too, I really liked how Trent played behind the plate. He saved you a lot of times.
Absolutely.
Talk a little about that bond between the two of you.
He's just been amazing. It's went straight from Tyler to Trent, and Trent has really picked it up. And his play behind the plate, his pitch calling, which most people don't even see, but his pitch calling was amazing. And obviously blocking back there was just amazing.
Well, and you used every one of your pitches today, so you needed every one of his pitch calls, right?
Absolutely, I needed it.
Obviously, early on, your fastball was kind of dominating. What did you change your mix as the game went on?
Yeah, started off mostly just fastballs and then little cutter slider here and there. But then eventually, of course, every team's going to catch up to velocity at some point. And so they started to catch up, started working more changeups, a little more sinkers, a little more sliders, stuff like that.
And you're not just a PO because you actually hit the ball today.
Yeah, I know. I was really surprised.
So was I. No. But, you know, you guys didn't get many hits, and you kind of knew you weren't going to get that many, so you had to take advantage of them, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I just had to sit back because I know he's throwing a lot of off-speed. He's a really good pitcher. And to sit back and get a hit here and there because a hit can end up in a run and a bunt and a steal and a pass ball, anything like that.
Now, Marquette's about to play Sheboygan here. Certainly we expect Sheboygan to win that game. Since we left Sheboygan on that bus to come home, I mean, you guys wanted this, didn't you? And I'm sure they did, too.
Absolutely. Going down there and playing them and winning the game, we knew we could play with them, and that's been our goal ever since. We knew that we would have Sault Ste. Marie first or Kingsford at the time, but getting Sault Ste. Marie, getting past them, now it's straight on Sheboygan.
All right, give your shout-outs, Jared.
I want to shout-out my family and friends and my girlfriend back home and Tyler and Trent Lawson.
All right, good job, man.
Thank you.
All right. So, Trent will come in now for his post-game interview.